sign, should I stay or should I feel? Takes my breath, looking for a reason that's strong enough to believe. So choke me down tonight. Talk me through the fight. Drawn to the flame, we burn our wings, but we crave the fire and the pain it brings. Now we're picking through the ashes for a second chance. Drawn to the fire, we fly too close, and we burn the things we love the most. Now we're picking through the ashes for a second chance. Everyone I take, years gone by, this fight is always the same. There's truth in the pain, I know it's true. Ashes are scattered somewhere new, but the hands are dirty if it's truth I'm telling today. Talk me down tonight.
Time. Now in your arms. WMFO Medford, 10:07 in the morning. I'm Mike. Brilliant stuff there, rounding out that set from The Sins, new single Woman Child. Before that, Boston's own Jennifer Taft and The Strange and Second Chance, and Hussock and Exit 99 from their latest EP, that was Gun Stupidity, featuring Keith String, from their Waking Up the Band CD, that was Liar, Liar. And Stupidity also led off that set with brand new noise with Cold, Cold Shoes. All right, my guest Garrett Vandermolen's coming up just after this. One of the things we want to talk about is a singles distribution company he started called Sound Cove. And he's just putting out some great music. This is one of the newer ones that he's got. This is a local artist called Eric Barlow. Check this out. It's called Raving at the Wall. We'll be back right after this.
Mundane beat train sleeping in a grave. Catch his eye, it could ruin your day. Dismal humming is all that remains. Mundane D train sleeping in a grave. Sunday prison getting nowhere. And he'll say what he is not supposed to say. Taking a life again today. They say that they're going to take him. Things they say, fallen now into disrepair. Shout aloud, but the devil don't care.
WMFO Medford, 10:11 in the morning. What did you think of that? What a great sonic treat that is. Hi, Garrett Vandermolen. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay,
Mike.
So why don't you talk about that song and you can watch me take my headphones off and get up and walk away from a live microphone. And you don't know what I'm doing, and no one else does either.
I have no idea what you're doing. But you are walking
today,
away from live music.
Today, you recognize that?
Oh, wow.
You recognize that?
I do recognize
that. Yeah, why don't you tell people what that is?
All right, so Mike just pulled the Speed Fossil LP out of his
bag.
But
not only, this was your introduction to us,
right,
really.
Right, that when we put it out, we asked, pulled some DJs and asked them if they wanted some vinyl, and we sent everybody a signed copy.
You signed it on the back.
Of the full length. To everybody.
It's like, hi DJs, meet us, we're Speed Fossil, and they signed the back of it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that today because today is kind of a moment in time as well. Speed Fossil, 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. It went really, really super fast.
Yep.
you know, something that started as let's do some recordings and then turned into a band. And this band just evolved over the years, right? You know, there's been some people that have been in and out and then back in again.
So it goes, yeah.
And it's just been a really interesting journey so far. But I think, you know, as you know, I've been kind of talking about this a little bit. We're kind of coming to the end of Speed Fossil, at least as a live band, for the foreseeable future. So I think when we do this show on the 15th at the Burren with our friends Girl with the Hawk and The Sins, who you just played to as well. Two fantastic bands, by the way.
It's a crazy good bill.
People that we love, like not just great bands, but great
people. You don't have to tell me.
So I think it's just a good place for us to kind of, you know, take a deep breath and maybe step away from playing for a little bit.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to disappear as an entity because I have just so many recordings that we have to finish. And, you know, the guys in the band and I have been kind of talking about it. And I think everybody's fine with us kind of just taking the foot off the gas pedal.
For me, you know, my heart fluttered a little bit. But, you know, the fact that you said, you know, as a live band, okay, there might be some more recorded stuff. And 10 years. And, you know, let's just sort of touch on what's happening next Friday at the Burren that you mentioned. I put a link that goes directly to the link to buy tickets for that show. It's an early show, everybody. It's like 6 p.m. doors, 6:15 music starts.
Yeah, we're playing at 6:15.
Yeah.
And because we're going to put a brand new song right in the beginning of the set. So a song that we've never played before, just written last week. That's going to be like within the first two songs.
You've lost your mind.
So hopefully, you know, I just hope people can find a way to get there on Friday and also find a way to buy a ticket in advance because
it's
how it works at the Burren.
It is.
They want to see advanced sales so that they can be assuaged of any, you know, fear of
course. Now,
turnout.
Look at my post on Facebook and on Instagram. I've got a link that goes directly to it. Buy the tickets beforehand, everybody. You don't want to be locked out of this one. It's Speed Fossil's last show.
But no pressure.
The foreseeable future. Yes, there's pressure. But I treasure this this album that you gave us. And you were nice enough to send me some remixes, remasters of some stuff that you wanted to play today.
Yes.
On this auspicious occasion. And, you know, you're mentioning that you're going to put an unknown brand new song as the top of your set. You've sort of done this kind of thing before. You know, talk about Silver Lining and the path that song took.
Well, that's kind of, you know, kind of this arc that we've taken.
Yep.
And I think it was, I don't know, kind of an appropriate finish for us in terms of what we've been doing lately. We were able to go to play David Bash's IPO. So he does these things. David Bash, a lot of people listening probably know who he is, but he has his International Pop Overthrow Festival. He does it as states across the United States. He also does it overseas, and he had it in Liverpool, and he invited us to come play. And of course, you know, elated to be able to do that. And the rest of the band agreed to go over there. And I said, just kind of like, hey, maybe we could do some recording while there. Wouldn't it be fun to record at Abbey Road?
Abbey Road. Right?
And they looked at me like, okay, you're absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm. That's the look I'm giving you now.
That will never happen. I said, well, you never know. Let me see if I can get in touch with them and reach out to them. So, you know, the same thing. Their reaction was the same thing as Abbey Road. I sent them this email like, well, who are you? And once I showed them that like we have this history of putting recordings out and that I was really serious, they're like, okay, we can try to accommodate you for a date. So we were on a waiting list up to pretty much the last minute. And then I got the email like, okay, your dates are open. We can accommodate you. And we went through all the steps that you have to do. We had to hire an engineer. We had to, you know, you pay for their equipment there, book the time. And it was a very, you know, ready, fire, aim experience because two guys, Mike and Chris, flew in the day early and were in the studio recording their parts. Dan and I literally took this red-eye flight and got to London, hopped on a cab, train, cab, went right to Abbey Road and recorded the thing. And we mixed it and we did everything all in one day, the entire thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine the excitement and the thrill that this was for you guys.
It was great. We got to work with an amazing engineer. I mean, the guy was fantastic. He'd recorded with Elton John, Paul McCartney.
Sure.
So nice to us, you know, so accommodating. And
did you know that he recorded with Speed Fossil? Did you know that?
Right. Yeah. I'm sure that's going to be on his resume.
Yes.
But the whole thing was like out of a dream. And then we got to go, you know, kind of go to this holy grail place and check out Studio One, Studio Two, Studio Three, a behind the scenes tour, see all of these things that, you know, you'd only had pictures of or you had a mental image of in your head. And I think for all of us, it was an incredibly moving experience, like almost like to tears at the end of the day, sitting there reflecting, like, did this really just happen? Did we actually really do this? So, you know, you talk about life goals. That's one of them. And I'm so grateful that the rest of the band agreed to go do it. Otherwise, it never would have happened, you know. And that's why I'm really lucky to have these great collaborators that help me make this music, help me do this whole thing. Without them, I'd be nothing. And I'm so grateful about it, you know?
It's a great band, and they participate in the Guided by Choices project as well.
Exactly.
I mean, so, yeah.
I have these crazy ideas, and they keep saying yes.
Yeah.
One of these days, they're going to figure it out.
That day is nigh. All right, so we're going to spin the Silver Lining Abbey Road song, I call it. And you gave me a bunch of other ones, too. Let's talk a little bit about Absent Minded.
Yeah, so the tracks that you have, I'm going to put out on my full-length imprint, Sonic Escort, is going to be a 19-song, 10-year retrospective. And when we made the first Speed Fossil recordings, we were using equipment from the early 2000s to make that record. And so much has changed in the last 24, 25 years. So I kind of went to Greg McCleary, who had originally produced, engineered, and played on the sessions with me. That first Speed Fossil record is just basically me and Greg making all the songs. And I said, can we do this better? Like, can we take a look at these things and see if they can sonically be improved? And Greg was like, absolutely, we can do that. You know, so much has changed. And from his point of view, he's like, this is Greg speaking, I'm a much better mixer now than I was 20 years ago, because I've learned, because I cut my teeth doing that for Speed Fossil.
And you would have the naked tracks.
Correct.
That you can just start all over again from.
So, so he basically broke everything down and rebuilt it. And honestly, hopefully, radio listener, when you hear this, you'll be impressed, because I think they really sound amazing, and there's some things there that are now showing up that you really didn't hear in the original recordings that we had recorded. Just the clarity, and then, you know, the songs and the performances. I mean, I really stand by these things, so I'm excited to put out this kind of history of the 10 years, and you can see the evolution. So
you can hear the evolution.
Right, so Silver Lining is kind of like where we got to, and these other songs are where we started. But there is a common thread there, and I think we evolved into, you know, a power pop band, kind of through exploration of these songs that I bring to the guys and that we develop. So it's been quite a ride. I mean, there's no way around it.
Okay, so these songs that you guys are going to hear, remember, you can see these guys play live for the last time in the foreseeable future next Friday. I've got a link directly to the ticket purchase in my social media posts. Buy the tickets in advance. Come out next Friday, early show. You know, you're home early, too, afterwards, after a great bill. Again, at the Burren next Friday night. Ticket link in my social. So, besides Silver Lining and Absent Minded, we've got Invisible, The Tab, You Won't See Me, a bunch of songs we're going to play for everybody.
Right. And Invisible is a little recreation, too, because we did an edit, and we tightened that up. Like, I think there was a feeling that we always thought that song was a great song, but it was a little lengthy. So we took out some stuff and condensed it down, and I really think the final results work super well. So,
did you have to do a lot of overdubbing, or were you able to work with?
No, everything was what was there.
Okay,
but with Invisible in particular, I mean, we always have gone back to that track and said, okay, this, you know, it's kind of like Speed Fossil's forgotten hit. It's a real kind of 70s vibe track. You know, if you can imagine 1973 and something coming on your radio, that's kind of what it's got going on, I think. But like I said, it was just a little long, so it kind of didn't really get the attention it deserved. So hopefully, maybe this time around it will.
The Tab.
So that's like the original bar rock song. And I can't tell you how many gazillion times we played that at the tavern at the end of the world in Charlestown in the beginning of Speed Fossil. So just a very like almost Celtic feeling kind of thing.
Boston-ish.
Yeah, Boston-ish. Yeah, you'll hear it when the song comes on.
Okay.
And then, You Won't See Me is just a kind of, I think, the first inklings of where we were going for power pop stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So More about Sound Cove. You know, we heard the Eric Barlow song.
Yeah, Eric.
Talk about that a bit.
Man, Eric, what a phenomenal musician. And I'm so excited. He's the first guy other than Speed Fossil to be in the two-timer club and doing a new single with us, his second single. So Raving at the Wall, fantastic. He's got a full length that's coming. The Sound Cove is kind of like an incubator for people. And I'm really lucky that all the people have agreed to work with me and let me kind of be their caretaker.
So you will help people to perfect their songs and then distribute it.
They bring it to me. You know, they'll say, hey, I have these songs. And I'll listen. I'll say, okay, let's do this one as a single. And the guiding force is like, I want to kind of be in like that 3-minute range. You know, it's got to have something that catches me, some type of hook or something like that. And then I do a radio promotion for them, and I, you know, kind of farm that out, and it gives them some success. It gives them some things to post on social media. I'm talking about them. You know, it's a very similar philosophy to what Justine Kovalt was doing with Red on Red. I don't have, you know, 1/10 of the energy that woman has, but I do have the desire to be part of it and help, and I'm going to do everything I can.
Well, you're quite ambitious.
Push them forward. So,
Garrett.
You know. Yeah, but Justine was one of a kind. She was amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Amazing.
Miss her every day.
Yeah, me too.
So, what can you tell us about some of the artists that you're working with, we might hear from soon, without giving anything away?
It's tough. So, I do have some new stuff. There is going to be, I think, I'm almost 100% sure, another local Boston band that will be our debut in January. I've worked with the Flying Nuns, that were kind of an institution for a long time.
Yeah, you sent that single to me. Thank you. Yeah.
So they're going to have another single, hopefully another one from Eric to prepare for his album. Obviously some Speed Fossil stuff, more Fire King, which is Anthony Kaczynski, my friend Anthony. Maybe Guided by Choices. I don't know. It depends. We did that one recording for a vinyl LP special release from
with my friend Department. Allison.
With Allison, right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And I don't know how she came into my life, but I'm so happy. You know, she's
you're welcome.
She's great. She's great. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
She is awesome.
It all comes back to you, buddy.
I know.
So, you know, there's a lot of great things happening, and I'm sure there'll be more. I mean, I get solicitations from people. But I'm just trying to keep it manageable. And I think doing singles, you know, it's a low risk factor for the artist.
Yep.
They're not giving me a whole album. And we can kind of see if the relationship works. And if it works and they want to do it again, great. Daylilies, that was a great example. You know, that single Petion was phenomenal. And it really did great. Every single that I've released so far has gone into the top 10 on the charts. So I'm lucky. You know, it's been a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, and they're sonically great.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to hear that now. And everybody, I don't mean to, you know, push this too much, but I'll push it. Remember, these songs that you're going to hear, you can hear a lot of them on Friday night at the Barin for one of the last times that there will be for Speed Fossil playing live. So let's spin those songs. I'm going to start with Silver Lining and go down the line. And just one right after the other. These are brand new mixes, really sonically pretty perfect. And enjoy, everybody. I hope you got some headphones and you can turn it up. These are gifts from Garrett to us, starting with Silver Lining, the Abbey Road one, right here at WMFO.
I know there's a better place, I've seen it in my mind. They say I'm absent-minded. Sometimes I don't even know my own name. But I feel okay today. And I don't need to be reminded. Nothing ever stays the same. Another change is on its way.
Summer. Hey.
WMFO in Medford, 10:42 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Garrett. How you doing, Garrett?
Excellent, Mike. How are you doing?
Great. We just heard a bunch of stuff there from you, and I just want to remind everybody what you just heard will be performed. A lot of that, anyway, will be performed live.
At least two.
Yeah, at least two of those.
No, three. Sorry, three.
Three.
Yeah.
Can we get four? No. You know, honestly, though, last performance live from this band in a long time. I've made it easy. There's a link that goes right to the buy. Tickets, and by the way, did you know if you buy online, you save a few bucks?
Yes,
I'm just saying.
And if you don't like us, there's two other bands.
The Sins, so, Girl with a Hawk.
The Sins and Girl with a Hawk.
It's going to be a good
excellent.
Time.
I mean, excellent. I can't tell you how good this bill is.
It's
so strong. We're so lucky to be playing with these guys who are, you know, not only friends, but just tremendous examples of rock and roll bands.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great show. So I hope people can find a way to at least start your night with us. I mean, you may have another agenda for later in the night, but we're on early enough.
Yeah.
There's great Guinnesses there. There's good food. You know, everything you could possibly ask for at the Burn Back Room next Friday.
I learned when ordering more than one Guinness at one time that if you do that, they're not Guinnesses, it's Guinea. I'm not making that up. All right, so how do you feel? We just heard Raving at the Wall, a promotional song that you're doing with Eric Barlow. Crazy good. Silver Lining, we heard the Abbey Road story. Absent-Minded, Invisible, The Tab, You Won't See Me. This Is Your Life, Gary. What is that like, hearing all that stuff?
You know, I was sitting here. It is amazing for you radio listeners that can't see this. He's got these really powerful speakers and great sound systems, so we had it cranked up. And
sounds good.
It felt good to hear, you know, sonically, everything was there, you know. Like Absent-Minded, the guitar solos, they finally sound like the Brian May thing that I was chasing after, and it's pretty amazing. And I owe that to Greg. I have to give a shout out to Greg McCleary, who really, you know, said, okay, I'll go do all this stuff, and he just put his head down and remixed these things and made them sound fantastic. And
well, you were smiling ear to ear, so that's all I have to say. I made you get up early, but you're okay.
Yeah.
All right, so as we wind up your visit today, Let's sort of go out on something that's an amazing thing to be able to do for you and for Anthony Kaczynski. Yeah. You guys have a favorite band in Guided by Voices.
We do.
And you decided to make a cover band called Guided by Choices, and you did a cover of one of their songs that is just brilliant. I want to go out on it, but talk about what it was like for you guys to make Ghosts of a Different Dream.
You know, it was kind of amazing because the idea was kicking around in my head for years, and you know, I'd see other musicians like, hey, I want to do this thing called Guided by Choices. And I mean, you mean a Guided by Voices band? I'm like, yeah. Oh, I love those guys, but I don't have the time to do it. You know, I've got other projects going on. And I approached Anthony, and he was like, oh, yeah, we're definitely doing that.
And with his vocals, I mean, what else do you want?
But I had no idea that he was such a super fan.
Yeah.
And then I found out, and it turns out that we were kind of kindred spirits in this journey. And also musically, like, we get along very well. And then the other Speed Fossil guys were like, oh, yeah, we'd like to do that. That'd be fun. I get to play bass, too. So, you know, that's my first love. In Speed Fossil, I'm the front guy and guitarist and other instruments. But being a bass player is like, there's something great about it. You're part of the rhythm section. It's an awesome feeling. So,
and you don't need to do the lead vocals.
Right. At all. I can just play bass and, you know, hang out, smoke cigarettes, whatever.
Wow.
But being able to do this, and then, you know, obviously Allison came to see us play at Faces. She's like, oh, you guys are great. I'm thinking about doing this show. We do the show in Boston. Then she's like, oh, I'm thinking about doing an LP. I'm going to give it to Bob Pollard on his birthday, which she just did just recently on Halloween, his 67th birthday. So we got to record this track, kind of bespoke, because we were originally going to do Cutout Witch, but Jason Narducci and Michael Shannon laid claim to that one on the actual LP. So we learned Ghosts of a Different Dream, recorded up at Mike's house. Mike engineered it, did a fantastic job. Dave Westner mixed it. I didn't realize he mixed it.
Yeah, no wonder it sounds great.
It just came out really great, and the whole process was a ton of fun. And you know, hopefully we'll get to do another one. You know, you never know.
This is available on a compilation, right?
It is. So it's a limited LP. It's called Watch Out for Joker Bob. It's 16 bands, I believe, everybody doing either Guided by Voices or some Robert Pollard penned track. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing compilation. Sounds great. All the bands are terrific.
Mm-hmm. And it's available digitally, too, because I've got it that way.
Yeah, so we did a digital single, not necessarily to sell, but to kind of support the LP and get the word out there and help Allison, you know, deplete through everything that she pressed. So far, it's been going well. And, you know, and as an added benefit, this song, like, we didn't think it was going to really do anything, but it's been top 20 for like the last two or 3 weeks on the charts. So amazing for a cover song that we just kind of did for fun.
Everything just kind of worked. And just quickly, how that happened is I was at the Faces show, and I took a picture of you Guided by Choices with playing. I took a picture of the set list as I put it on social. Allison saw that, and she goes, "What?" And I knew she loved them. She goes, "Is this going on for a little while?" I said, "Well, you know, they're kind of finishing up. They got a couple more songs. I'm coming over." So that's what happened.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And she met both of you, and here you go.
Yeah.
All right, so if you guys haven't heard this Guided by Choices cover of Ghosts of a Different Dream, we're going to fix that right now. this is excellent. At 10:47 in the morning, again, put the headphones on, turn it up, enjoy. This is Garrett and Anthony and Guided by Choices. They're a great cover of Ghosts of a Different Dream at WMFO.
Keep those telephones from ringing. I've been inside all night.
Oh boy. Yeah, see, Garrett, I mean, you must be so proud of that.
You know, it was fun to do it, I got to tell you.
Again, you know, you're playing air guitar and you're playing bass on the song.
Right.
But I mean, you can't help it. I mean, you can see what it must be like to play a cover of your favorite band and make it sound like that.
Well, and also, I mean, a lot of the credit goes to Michael Scotti, Dan Jordan, Chris Walsh, you know.
Yep.
Those guys are top shelf musicians. And again, it's not their full-time thing, but they always rise to the occasion and just put in an amazing performance. I mean, Tony and I, Anthony, sorry, buddy.
Oh, come on.
We're always grateful to be working with them, you know, because it's a fun experience. Everybody is kind of working towards making that thing sound
It's pure joy. You know? It's a pure labor of love.
Yeah.
And I want to hear more from Gutted by Choices.
Well, hopefully
you
will.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to have some time for that now, so.
Yeah. Wah. I mean, all right, so listen, we got the show coming up next Friday at the Bar Inn. You know, 6 p.m. Doors, three great bands, Speed Fossil, yeah. Girl with a Hawk, The Sins
the
from
Sins.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
You heard all these remastered, remixed songs from Speed Fossil. You can see that band one last time on Friday. Buy tickets easy. Click, save money because you're buying online. What else can we say? Garrett, thank you.
No, thank you, Mike. It's always a great joy to come in here. A reason for me to get up on a Saturday morning early.
You did. You were here nice and early.
And you're a great supporter of all of us, of all the people that are in this crazy music scene.
Thank you for giving us this vinyl, man.
You're welcome.
That did the whole thing.
But you're a fantastic guy, man. Thanks.
You too. You too. So thankful that you were here and we get to enjoy your passion for doing music.
Cool.
All right. So Garrett Vandermolen, everybody, thank you again so much. All right. So I'm going to, at about 8 minutes till, I'm going to play another new noise and maybe one more song. But then we've got Jane. But it's not Jane like doing her show. It's Jane kind of shepherding the show for Sue. We'll explain. We'll explain. let me play new noise from an artist who is called Spencer Arjong. And this is a great new noise from him. It's called Paralyzed. And we'll be back after this at WMFO.
Get up, get out of your head. I didn't mean to make you upset. Sleeping in each other's beds, talking like we just met. Giving me gifts that I don't deserve. Now we share looks instead of words. It's a long fall to the bottom of you. Am I scared to jump or am I scared of you? I'm paralyzed. I built a wall for my heart to survive. Yeah.
WMFO in Medford. It's 10:56 in the morning. I'm Mike, just about on my way out of here. Just heard, what a great song that was. Spencer Arjong and Paralyzed. It's a single that came out this year, back in June, actually. And I just love that to death, and I love his voice. And really enjoyed that a lot.
We got a ghost in the machine.
Yeah.
Can you?
Oh, you know what it is? It's this.
And there the ghost is gone.
I'm always the source of
Mike,
the ghost.
Mike, you are magic.
I'm always the source of the ghost. Don't look anywhere else.
It's a Dybbuk.
Yeah. So I want to thank Garrett so much.
Oh, that was a great show, Mike. You every Saturday, you not only play great music, but you bring in local musicians, and we get a chance to really hear kind of the story behind the music.
Totally. And Nick Puente from in the first hour, what a great power pop talent he is on Gem Records.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it was a fun 2 hours.
Really fun 2 hours. So again, for listeners that are gonna join us now for Something About the Women, I'm hoping that you might turn on your radio just a little earlier on Saturdays, because Mike on the Mic is it's great.
And at least it's not 7 a.m. anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Woohoo. Yeah. So we are here, Mike. We are talking to each other, but I am not hosting today.
No.
It is through the wonder of technology.
Yeah.
We have Something About the Women, and it is a Sue-hosted show, which makes me very, very happy.
Yep. And why is she not here?
Well, she's recovering from knee surgery.
She had her knee done.
And we have stairs here at WMFO.
39. She counted them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Famous 39 steps.
Yep.
So while she is recuperating, we are still going to get to actually hear shows from Sue in the magic of what we all learned during COVID, which is how to pre-record. And then either Kirsten or I will come in and babysit and be here. So it's all legal, all good.
Yep.
And she's got a great show today of power pop coming up for us. Starting in a little less than 2 minutes now.
All women artists, any genre.
Yeah.
And you get Sue Edelman.
And we do. And we're going to hear her voice. You're not going to actually hear me after the cross. So I'll just be here enjoying the music in the way that we do when Sue hosts.
Mm-hmm. So when are you going to be on, like, real for real next time?
A week.
You'll be
from,
here next week?
Yeah, next week. Next
All
week.
Right.
So
very cool.
I'm gonna have to get my head around that. A lot of things happened this week, Mike.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Do you know what the next week, what your special at noon is gonna be?
I don't. I'm kicking around a couple of different thoughts, but
you could play some angry songs.
I could play.
Why don't you do that?
It might be Women Scorned. Who knows? Who knows what it's gonna be, Mike? But music, as you were saying to Garrett, music is a good thing to get us through
it's
these
everything.
Times, right?
It's everything.
Yeah. It is.
Yep.
So for Something About the Women listeners, please tune into Mike on the Mic from 9 to 11 every Saturday here. And then we love that you stick around with us for Something About the Women.
It's the best.
Well, we love it. It's a 1-2 punch. And so I think what we'll do, any parting words for us today, Mike?
Just hang on, everybody. I mean, things happened, but, stay with the people that you love and live your life and just I don't even know. I'm not some kind of a soothsayer, but
no, but wise words. You're not alone out there in radio land. You are not alone out there. So turn up the tunes.
Let music heal you.
Exactly. We're going to have some fun here on WMFO in Medford.
Yep. Let's hear from Sue, our
right.
buddy Sue.